Really, we don't want to go into any details. We try to reserve that for our members should know first before the media. That's a mistake that Chris Collins made, maybe why the contract with him went down, because he went public with all the details before the members knew. So what I will say is that we have been working with the Erie County Administration, their negotiating team, since March, I think. We had our first session, and we came to an agreement that we think that our members will be able to vote yes on.
And as both sides had said in the news release, it does address the future fiscal constraints that the county will face, and it sounds like both sides will give in enough to make a decent agreement for both sides.
That is true. We know what the finances or the economics of Erie County, New York State, and the federal government, that, you know, finances are not that great. So we tried to work out the best deal we could that we thought benefited everybody.
Now that the control board's soft, does this go before the control board, or is it just if you're
the budget office tells us, yes, it does have to go before the control board. First event will be we will take it to our members to vote on, and then the legislature, and then the control board.
How do you think it'll be received?
I can't tell you because I hesitate to give a specific answer. I think that it will be received by the members. I think that they will vote for it. Do I think it's going to benefit everybody? No. So there will be some people who won't be happy, and there will be some people who will be. And that's all I can say. Nobody's getting rich, believe me.
Joan, how many does this cover? And it covers not only with the county, but over at ECMC and ECC.
Right. With Erie County, it's about 2,500 employees. The college is 120, I think. And the Erie County Medical Center is about 1,100.
So you're talking a mix of different type of careers that they're members of.
We represent, actually, believe it or not, pharmacists, doctors, lawyers, social workers, clerical staff, technicians, people who work for the Erie County Health Department, the morgue. So quite a varied group of people.
And when would they actually vote on it?
The ballots will go out in the mail probably on the 9th, and they'll have like 10 days to return them. So we should have an answer by like the 21st, sometime into the third week in August, I believe.
Well, Joan, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.